The Hearts of Horses, a novel by Molly Gloss. Narrated by Renee Rodman. Copyright 2007 by Molly Gloss. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Molly Gloss and the Wendy Weil Agency and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. In those days, even before the war had swept up all the young men from the ranches, there were girls who came through the country breaking horses. They traveled from ranch to ranch with two or three horses they were taking home to break, or with horses they had picked up in trade for work they had done. Of course, most outfits had 50 or 60 horses back then, so there was plenty of work, and when the war came on, no men to get it done. Those girls could break horses as well as any man, but they had their own ways of doing it. Not such a bucking Wild West show. They went about it so quiet and deliberate, children would get tired of watching and go off to do something else. They were usually alone, those girls, but it wasn't like in the movie pictures or the gunslinger novels, the female always in peril. If they were in peril, it wasn't from outlaws or crooked sheriffs. It was from the usual things that can happen with ranch work, breaking bones, freezing your fingers off, the kinds of things that can happen whether you're a man or a woman. In November, in that first winter of the war, a girl named Martha Lesson rode down through the Ipsut Pass into Elwha County looking for horses that needed breaking out. She was riding a badly scarred mare she called Dolly, and she had a couple